You're listening to the audio production of Eyes of Justice by Lise Wheel, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Devin O'Day.
Chapter 1. When the authorities questioned Channel 4's receptionist later about the phone call, Marcy King couldn't recall a single distinguishing characteristic about the voice of the person who had made it. Age, accent, attitude, all she could remember was that it belonged to a man. A man insisting that he had to speak to Cassidy Shaw, the TV station's crime reporter. "Cassidy Shaw," Cassidy said into her headpiece, fast enough that her name ran into a single blurred word. Her hands never stilled on her keyboard. She was finishing a piece for the evening news, a terrible story about a man who had killed his two children rather than see his ex-wife get full custody. "Is this Cassidy Shaw?" A man's voice, so soft it was nearly a whisper. "Yes?" She lifted her fingers, straining to hear. That sixth sense she had, the sixth sense that had never steered her wrong, told Cassidy it would be worth her while to listen. "I've got a story for you." He hesitated, and then said in a rush, "About a cover-up." Her elation slipped away as fast as it had come. A cover-up? It sounded like some sort of boring malfeasance. "You know I handle the crime beat, right? I could transfer you to the business reporter." Her hand was already hovering over the button on the phone. "No." Panic etched his voice. "I only want to talk to you. It's about the Portland Police Bureau. And what's being covered up is... well, I don't want to get into it on the phone. Something bad." "The Portland Police Bureau?" Cassidy's entry.